From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting terrorists attack Istanbul's Ataturk Airport. The governor of Istanbul says three suicide bombers detonated explosives late Tuesday at the Turkish city's airport, killing at least 36 people and wounding dozens. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish officials say three heavily armed suicide bombers targeted Istanbul Ataturk Airport's international terminal at mid-evening local time. According to witnesses, one of the bombers detonated his explosives outside the international arrival terminal. The two other attackers are believed to have sought to enter the terminal, which is protected by heavily armed police and X-ray machines. Airport security camera images show one of the bombers inside the terminal, armed with a pistol. He appears to fall and then detonates his explosives. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
British Prime Minister David Cameron traveled to Brussels Tuesday to meet with European Union leaders for the first time since the British public voted to leave the EU. European leaders said they respect the outcome of the Brexit referendum but want Britain to leave speedily in order to resolve the political and economic uncertainties unleashed by the decision. The leaders turned down Mr. Cameron's pleas for favorable conditions for a British exit. The Prime Minister didn't seem rattled by Europe's response, telling reporters he valued the time he has spent over the years in the EU Council meetings.
There was universal respect for this decision, and this decision will be carried through in Britain and is understood that it will be carried through here in the European Union.
Meanwhile, members of Parliament from Britain's opposition Labour Party delivered a no-confidence vote to its leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Labour Party members accuse him of leading a lackluster fight against Brexit. He says he will not step down. This is VOA News.